Good morning, good morning. And welcome to the Teller Tabernacle Live. Welcome to the Teller family and all our friends joining through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, where our pastor, Elder Jonathan Ford, is the pastor. And I just got one question. Are you full, right? Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. And remember to give thanks. You know, above all, not just the turkey and all that. And it was a little different this year. So, I don't know, anyway, I believe it just made room to just think about the things to be thankful for. Amen. Hey, our scripture for today is going to be 1 Chronicles 16, chapter 16, verse 23 to 29. I'm going to read the New Living Translation, and that's going to be followed by our brother Khalil McFarland, who's going to pray us in, okay? All right. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 23 to 29. And verse 23 reads, "Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does." Verse 25, "Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods, small g, of other nations are mere idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and joy fill his dwelling. One nation of the world, O nation of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offerings and come into his presence. Worship the Lord in all his holy splendor." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen, amen. Let us praise him. And I'm going to... All right, come on, come on. So let's all prepare.
Good morning. May y'all please stand for the prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, O Lord, with thanksgiving in our heart, Lord. God, we thank you for all you do for us, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord. Thank you for keeping us going, Lord. Thank you for keeping us in your grace and mercy, Lord. God, we say thank you for being all that you are, God, and we praise you simply because of that, Lord. Lord, we ask that you give us the overflow this morning, Lord. We ask that the word that you have prepared for us, Lord, feeds our spirit. May it keep us going another week, Lord. May it show us something new, Lord. God, we ask that this service only uplifts you and honors you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, now, let's get your Bibles and prepare. Our pastor's bringing the word. And I will let him see which book we're in. But the topic is Thanksgiving Day. Elder Jonathan Ford, our pastor. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Lyons. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to all of you gathered here in the sanctuary. Good morning to you, to those that are joining us online and streaming in. Good morning to you. So glad to see all of your faces. Thanks to Reverend Norm for opening us up. Thanks to Brother Khalil for that opening prayer. And with that, we'll prepare ourselves for the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, this morning we're going to be in the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews. the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 15. Okay? Just one verse. Again, Hebrews, the 13th chapter, the 15th verse. And we'll add to the witness out of Psalms 118, verse 24. Amen? So just those two scriptures. I know I've been running over on my preaching time all month, so I've made a commitment today. I will not run over. So that way, folks at home, you can make your Sunday hop. I know every hour you zip into another. Somebody told me they belong to five churches now. At 8, they hear, 9, then 10, 11, they hear, 12. And someone even got an evening service. I didn't even know folks still had church at night, but they got an evening service. So I don't want to mess you up, but thank God for that. Just say, hey, I hope everyone had a good, safe, and delicious Thanksgiving. Thanks to all of you who checked in on Friday night with our church check-in. It was good to see the faces. And also to hear the good reports from everybody. So that's wonderful. Before we turn our attention to our text for the day, I do want to remind everybody about the thankfulness challenge. Last Sunday, it came on the tail end in the announcements, but even before we get in the Word of God, I just want to remind folks about it. What is the thankfulness challenge? I'm asking every family, okay, every family, whether you're a member, a supporter, friend, what have you, and I'm asking every member in that household family for you guys to gather at least once a week, and during that time together, whether it's dinner, whether it's Saturday morning breakfast, y'all do fun family night, whatever it is, whenever the whole family is together, I'm asking that everyone give one reason that they are thankful to God this season. Okay? You follow me on that? So it's a whole family activity. This is just not a mom or dad. This is everybody. So before we eat, before we play Monopoly, whatever y'all doing together, just, hey, let's take time out. We're going to go around the table, around the board game, whatever, and everybody take a second and just name one thing that you are thankful for to God, okay? And I'm asking folks to do that at least once a week, every week until the new year, okay? So we kicked it off on last Sunday, so hopefully, you know, Thanksgiving would have been a wonderful time to do that because everyone's gathered around the Thanksgiving table. So hopefully you did. If you didn't, that's fine. Start it out this week. I'm sure you guys will be gathered around the dinner table, breakfast table, whatever, to skim, but I want everybody. So I'm really I'm looking out for all of my young people, all of our young adults, our teenagers, all the kids. And I want you to hone in on this. I want you to name one thing you're thankful for during this season. And by this season, I mean this pandemic we're living in. Okay? We all got plenty of stuff to complain about during this season, the pandemic, because everything's been, you know, thrown up and all over the place. But I want us as the believers to name one thing each week that we're thankful for during this season. Okay? So hopefully that'll help amplify. Hopefully that'll help put it in your memory to say, hey, this week the pastor's asking all of us to gather as a family and to mention one thing we're thankful for. And again, we're going to do that all the way into the new year. Amen? Okay, great. So you have that. And again, our text for the day is Hebrews 13:15. We're going to add to the witness out of Psalms 118 and 24. If you have that, I'm going to invite you to stand with me for the reading of God's word. And that does include whether you're here in the sanctuary or at home. Someone had to ask me, well, Pastor, if I'm at home, do I got to? Yeah, you got to stand up. You rascals, stand up. We honor God's words. So whether you're here in the sanctuary, whether you're home still in your pajamas and slippers, let's honor God's word. Amen. So I'm going to be reading these two verses out of the New King James Bible. So I'm going to ask that you follow along in whatever translation you might have. Hebrews 13:15. All right. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise unto God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. You guys read that? Y'all with me on that? Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise unto God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Amen? So let's jump over to Psalms 118:24. You can either turn there, or if you know it by heart, very familiar passage of Scripture. And it says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. May the Lord bless and consecrate his word into our hearts. As Brother, as Reverend Norm indicated, our subject this morning that we're going to lay on top of these two verses is Thanksgiving Day. Okay? Three simple words. Thanks. Giving day. Amen. Our God and our Father, we look to you now. We look to you because we have no other person to whom we can turn. Thou alone has the words of eternal life. And so we come to you as our God and as our Father and as our Savior. We come to you because we need a word from the Lord. In times like these, days and weeks ahead of us with so much uncertainty and not sure which way things will go, there is one thing that we can count on, and that is that the Lord is our God, our strength, and our refuge. And so we turn to you now. We ask that you would speak to us out of the oracles of truth contained in your word. Speak life-giving words, words that would encourage, inspire, help, motivate, and encourage us to continue to fight the good fight of faith. So this is our prayer. We ask it now in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said amen, amen, amen again. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. You may be seated at home. If you're upstairs in our overflow section, you may be seated upstairs as well. Thanksgiving Day, is a federal holiday celebrated in the United States. It is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of every November. It originated as a harvest festival. And the centerpiece of that celebration or that harvest festival remains the Thanksgiving dinner. The event that Americans commonly call the first Thanksgiving was celebrated by pilgrims after their first harvest in the New World in October 1621. That feast lasted 3 days, and it was attended by 90 Native Americans and 53 pilgrims. The New England colonists were accustomed to regularly celebrating Thanksgivings, which were days of prayer, thanking God for blessings such as military victories, the end of a drought, or for a plentiful harvest. Instead of setting aside 1 or 2 or 3 days for Thanksgiving, the Old Testament designated several times during the year for God's people to celebrate His goodness and to thank God for His many blessings. Each year, at the beginning of the harvest season, God's people were called to come together to give thanks for His goodness in supplying their needs. This festival took place in the late springtime, 50 days after the annual Passover celebration. As the harvest season ended in the fall, God's people celebrated another time of thanksgiving, this time lasting 7 days. Other times of thanksgiving during the year also recalled God's mercy and His goodness. But more than that, the Israelites were urged to remember God's goodness every day of the year. And that should also be true for us as believers as well. Life is not always the way we wish it were, but even during life's hardest times, God's grace and mercy are still with us. Nothing transforms our darkness like the blazing light of thankfulness. Now, turning towards our text, before we do, I just want to give you a brief overview of the book of Hebrews. Just a brief overview. The book of Hebrews is grounded in the work of the Levitical priesthood. Israel's sin had continually interrupted God's fellowship with His chosen and covenant people, Israel. Therefore, God graciously and sovereignly established a system of sacrifices that symbolically represented inner repentance of sinners and His divine forgiveness. Okay? That's in a nutshell, that's what the whole sacrificial system in the Old Testament was all about. However, the need for sacrifices never ended because the people and the priests continued to sin. Because of their continual sin, there was always a need to keep sacrificing. The need of all mankind was for a perfect priest and a perfect sacrifice that would once and for all finally remove the scourge of sin. God's provision for that perfect priest and sacrifice is in Christ Jesus. And that is the central message of the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews is a study in contrast between the imperfect and incomplete provisions of the old covenant given by Moses and the infinitely better provisions of the new covenant offered by the perfect high priest, God's only son and Messiah, Jesus Christ. Okay? Just a little background on Hebrews, because I think it'll be helpful as we examine our text this morning. So let's take a look at it. Therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. Therefore, by Him, the Him that the writer is referring to is in fact Jesus Christ. We just learned on last Sunday as we were working our way towards the end of Philippians that in 4:13 of Philippians it says, I can do all things. Right? Through Christ who strengthens me. I can do what? All things. So whether we pray, praise, preach, whatever we do, whether we cook, clean, we do everything through and by Christ Jesus. Why? Because He is the one that what? Strengthens me. He strengthens me spiritually. He strengthens me physically. He strengthens me emotionally. So whatever God has assigned to me to do, I can do it through Christ Jesus, right? And we worked that out last Sunday, so we don't need to dwell on that. So therefore, by him, Christ Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise unto God. Okay? Now, I want you to turn to this. I want you to turn to Exodus 29:38. Exodus 29:38. If you go there, you're going to find these words, Exodus 29:38, and it looks like I'm going to grab 39 as well. It says, "Now, this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar. Two lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at evening." This passage of scripture teaches about the morning and evening sacrifices which were ordained by God, so that his people would have a perpetual reminder of his saving grace, which was to be fully embodied and manifested when Jesus Christ entered the world in his incarnate form. In the morning, prayer, praise, sacrifice were offered to prepare the people for their daily duties and to enlist on their behalf the omnipotent power of God over foes without and foes within. Okay? That was the morning sacrifice. Then in the evening, the service was repeated again so that the many sins which might have occurred both inadvertently or deliberately during the day could be forgiven, and also that thanks and praise for God's continuing benevolence could be offered. Okay? You with me on that? So again, old covenant, new covenant. And under the old covenant, one of the sacrifices, and if you study Leviticus, all that books of the law, you understand, there were many sacrifices. Certain ones at feasts, certain ones time of the year, but this sacrifice was the morning and evening sacrifice was offered every day. Regardless of whether it was a feast day, a celebration, it didn't matter. If it was just a regular day, the priest still had to offer both the morning and evening sacrifice. You follow me on that? Look at somebody and say, do it every day. Okay, that's the thing I want you to get out of this. This sacrifice, there were many, but this one, the morning and evening, had to be done every day. You with me on that? So we have that. Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. And that is, all right, here's the transition. You got to get this. This is the whole sermon right here. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks unto his name. Okay? Here's the transition. Under the old covenant, it was what? It was a sacrifice, right? Morning and evening. And we just read out of Exodus that the sacrifice had to be what? A lamb. Had to be an animal. Not just an animal. It had to be less than 1 year old. Had to be without blemish, okay? So under the old covenant, the sacrifice of praise was an animal, okay? Paul, with the writer of Hebrews, is saying now, under the new covenant instituted by Jesus Christ, not Moses, right? A better covenant, the sacrifice of praise, he said, here it is. This is the sacrifice of praise now under the new covenant. It is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So under the new covenant, the sacrifice of praise is an audible praise and a verbal thanksgiving. Are you following me? Old covenant, it had to be what? An animal. Under the new covenant, it has to be what? Audible. You following me? If you got it, say I got it. All right, good if you got it. Now look at this. Hosea, and you don't have to turn now. I'm just going to read it. Hosea 14, verses 1 and 2. O Israel, Return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Listen, take with you words and turn to the Lord and say to him, take away all our iniquity and receive us graciously. So we will render, I love this phrase, so we will render the calves of our lips. That you gotta be a real Bible study student to get it, right? And now I gave you old and new. Hosea is bringing it together and showing you fused together. He's fusing both of them together so you get it. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words. Under the old covenant, if you sinned, you had to offer a sin offering. If you sinned, you had to get a sin offering, some kind of animal, and go to the priest. And the priest would have to offer up that animal as a sacrifice for your sins. Right? So anytime you were to bring a sin off, to go to the tabernacle, you always had to bring something with you. Right? Now look what Hosea is saying. This time when you go, he said, this time when you go, don't bring an animal. Look what the text says. He says, take with you words. Are you following that? Turn to God. And then when you bring the words, when you get to the house of God, then he says what? Say to him. Talk to somebody and say, speak to God. Right? It's gotta be audible. It's gotta be verbal. You can't think it. You can't hope it. You can't wish it. You have to say unto him, take away all our iniquity and receive us graciously. Now watch Hosea. So we will render the calves, what? An animal. But he said, wait a minute. It's not really a calf. What I'm really going to offer, the type of animal had to always be a firstling. Right? Something out of their herd, usually the first one that was born, spotless without blemish. He said, we will render the calves of our lips. He said, I'm not really bringing an animal because you told me not to. You told me to bring what? Words. And so the first words out of my mouth after my offering of repentance will be thanksgiving unto God. You follow that? If you got it, say I got it. Good. You guys doing good. We're going to be finished in 5 minutes. Now look, now Paul says the same thing under the new covenant in Ephesians 5:20. Look what he says. He says, give thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Ephesians 5:20. Give thanks when? Always. Let me tell you, that means morning and evening. That just symbolically represents all day long. In the morning, all the way till I go to bed, all day long, I'm going to do what? Give thanks unto God. Now watch this. He said, giving thanks always for all things. That means I am obligated to offer the sacrifice of praise to God for everything that good, everything that is good and happens in my life, I owe him praise. Now, because Paul said all things, that also means for everything that doesn't go my way, that doesn't work out the way I would like in my life, I still am required to offer to God the sacrifice of praise from the fruit of my lips. Morning and evening. All day and for all things. Look at somebody and say, all things. Right? You got that? If you got it, say, I got it. If you're ready for me to close, raise your hand. I thought y'all were ready. Okay, one person. Okay. Look, if you got, that's the whole message. We done covered the one verse. I'm going to get you out so you can do the Sunday hop. So I'm closing it up. You ready? Here we go. So in closing, you know, and I know, that in American culture, we have set aside the fourth Thursday of every November as Thanksgiving. Giving Day. It's a national holiday, forced to remember. And I know, and you know, that in many religions, they have set aside a particular day or time of the week for offering God thanksgiving. Some religions worship on Sunday. Some worship on Saturday is their set day. Whatever it is, there is a set day during the week that they gather and offer thanksgiving to God. But I would like to suggest as your pastor that every day is Thanksgiving Day. Are you with me? I'm wrapping it up. Here it is. Not only should we celebrate God and offer thanksgiving on Sunday, but we should offer thanksgiving every Monday for His mighty miracles. We should offer thanksgiving every Tuesday for His testimony and truth of His word. We should offer thanksgiving every Wednesday for the wonder and awe of His creation. We should offer thanksgiving every Thursday because His thoughts are higher than our thoughts and His ways compared to our ways. We should offer thanksgiving every Friday, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. We should offer thanksgiving every Saturday for God's superior power and His awesome strength. So whether you're under the old covenant or under the new covenant, we should offer unto God the sacrifices of praise to His name. Wait a minute. Now I understand why the psalmist said, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Why? Because every day is a good day to give thanks unto His name. Every day is a good day to give God the sacrifices of praise. Somebody shout yes. So no matter whether you're up or down, sick or well, every day is Thanksgiving Day. So no matter whether you're in or out, rich or poor, every day is Thanksgiving Day. Whether you're good or bad, happy or sad, every day is Thanksgiving Day. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Here it is. So now, I finally understand why the psalmist said, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and go into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." Why, preacher? For the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Give the Lord a praise. So every day is Thanksgiving Day. Not just the fourth Thursday in November. Not just the appointed day of the week. But every day that you are alive, you, oh God, the morning and evening sacrifice. Not an animal, but an audible. An audible praise. So before I close, it's only right that we close the sermon as well as the service by offering unto God a reasonable sacrifice. Everybody, whether in the sanctuary or at home in bed, it's time to give the Lord an audible praise. Open your mouth unto God. Bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth. Every morning I open my mouth. Every morning I'll clap my hands. Every evening I'll stomp my feet. Because every day is Thanksgiving Day. Every day is Thanksgiving Day. By now, most people have put the American Thanksgiving Day celebration in the rearview mirror. You know what I heard on the news last night? Everybody is already preparing for Thanksgiving next year. But when the pandemic is over, when the economy recovers, when things are finally back to normal, next year, you're worried about next year. What about today? The Bible teaches us, say to no man what you will do tomorrow. Why? Because tomorrow's not promised. The only thing you know for sure is today. The only thing you know about. Not sure about tomorrow. Not sure about Tuesday or Wednesday. You're not sure. May not make it. But the psalmist said, this is the day that the Lord has made. He said, you know what? You know what I'm going to do about today? I'm going to be glad that I have it. And I'm going to commit myself to rejoicing and praising and giving God thanks for today. Why? Because every day is Thanksgiving Day. May all of us remember that, cherish that, and never forget to offer both the morning and evening sacrifice. No longer an animal under the old covenant, but an audible communication to God by Christ Jesus. This is my prayer for you and believers everywhere. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. God bless you, Taylor.
Blessed be his name. If you heard that message in it, God in your spirit, I just want to make one call before we move on. A call to salvation. If you would like to receive Christ in your life today, please repeat after me. And you know what? If you're at home, listen, you don't even have to stand. But I would like you to raise your hand, even if you're home, and just repeat these words. Dear Lord, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. However, I'm trusting in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that His shed blood, death, and resurrection provided for me forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving and forgiving me from my sins today. Amen. 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 Now, if you accepted that call to salvation, visit our website, www.tellertabernacle.com, and go to our Contact Us page and check the box, I'm interested in becoming a Christian. And leave us a short message along with your contact information. And by a short message, I mean just tell what you just experienced. Because if you believe the word, you believe what we just read together, you're saved. You're starting your journey, your Christian journey. Now, if you have a prayer request, again, please visit our website. I'll give it to you one more time. www.teletabernacle.com. It should be on your screen. And find our prayer request page. Or you can call our church at 215-748-4578. And leave us a brief message. And now we'll move on and get our announcements. Amen? Courtney. Okay.
Amen. The announcements are as follows. The pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us for the reopening of our church. Our Facebook live stream and YouTube live stream will still be available if you would like to watch from home. When you do decide to come in and join us for worship, please take a temperature before leaving your home and bring a mask. If someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has the COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to enjoy from home. The church band will not be in operation during these initial weeks of our return, so please plan your transportation accordingly. Next Sunday, December 6th, we will observe our Holy Communion. So please gather juice, bread, or crackers in preparation. And for those who will be attending in service, you will be able to pick up your communion sacrament as you enter the sanctuary. Pastor Ford is encouraging our families, all of our families, to continue the thankfulness challenge. Like he said this morning, every day is a day for Thanksgiving. And especially during times like these, we want to make sure we're finding reasons to be thankful. For the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. Friday night prayer and Bible study will continue via the church conference line beginning at 7:30 p.m. And the dial-in number is 775-799-9141. And if you have any prayer requests, please visit our website at www.taylortabernacle.com. Or you can go to our prayer request page or call the church at 215-748-4578 and leave a voicemail, a detailed voicemail, so that we can respond to you. And now everyone out there, please remember to hit subscribe right there on the YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date on everything that's going on with us. Thank you.
One, two.
Good.
All right. It's time to give. Good morning, everybody. One more. Still morning? Yes, it is. We're going to gather to worship and giving. So this morning you can give one of three ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, and also by U.S. mail. So, number one, to give by text. Text the code Taylor, that's T-A-Y-L-O-R, 61, Taylor 61, to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send your check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 2309. That's in Philadelphia, P.A. 19139. For those gathered with us today in the sanctuary, the collection boxes are right over here by the door on your way out. So just drop something in on your way out. Amen. And as always, thank you and continue to support us. Oh, yeah, and don't forget your prayer card or prayer request, all right? Amen. In the sanctuary, you can drop them in the box. At home, call. Now, our pastor.
God bless you. I ran out here with my phone because I had made promises to be sure we were done by or before 11 a.m. So I am a pastor of my word. I check my phone. It is 10:50. You even have time to get a cup of coffee before your next church service. Tell your next pastor I said thank you, and I apologize for interfering with their worship, but their new member is available for new members class. Shall we all stand? O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We thank you for such a glorious day where we can see, hear, smell, touch, taste, and bear witness to the great power of your creation. And with that same power, we ask that you would protect us, keep us, preserve us against that great and coming day when your Son shall reappear. This is our hope. This is our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Taylor. Be blessed all week long.